a good morning. If you agree with me, say amen. Today we are celebrating Thanksgiving, and which means God gave us so much. So we are here to give thanks to God and to the people. And in Sunday school, we had a program to write Thanksgiving letters to God, and then we have I received three letters, and I would like to invite our leader messengers of God to share their thankful hearts with you and hear the message, what they needed to say. First, I would like to invite Allison to come forward. Come up here so everybody can see you. How old are you? She's 9, and do you want to hold up a letter or a mic? Okay.
Dear God, I would like to thank you for giving me and the animals and everybody else for life. I am really happy. Nothing bad has been happening. Thank you for giving me a family. I miss especially the people in my family who died. Thank you for my home and my best friend and everything I own. I am really happy with you and my life. Thank you, God.
Isn't it amazing? Another person who has a message for you and me this morning is Dominic. How old are you, Dominic?
7.
All right.
Dear God, I would like to thank you for Thanksgiving, Mom and Dad and food, Sunday school. Love, Dominic.
Thank you. The last but not the least, we have a Tommy who has a Thanksgiving message for you and me. How old are you, Tommy?
9.
All right.
Dear God, I would like to thank you for my house, my bed, my property, my parents, my clothes, my friends, my health, and pumpkin pie!
In this morning, what are you thanking for? This year, we had so many things, right? We had many things, we had not many things also, depending on how you look at it. Yesterday, we had a charge conference in this congregation. Charge conference is a once-a-year celebrating moments for the whole church to get together to name the blessings of the congregation we received. Yesterday, I expected a charge conference to be last 30 minutes. And yesterday's charge conference was 1.5 hours. Why? Not because we have so many problems to deal with, but it's we counted all the blessings in the midst of the challenges. The core message I've got out of the charge conference was, yes, we have a problem. Yes, we have a challenge. However, challenge before us is not greater than the power we have in Christ's name. That was the conclusion. Because of the presence of God, because of the power of the Holy Spirit we have in this congregation, we can celebrate. In God's name, in God's grace, we can face tomorrow, even though we know that we have a challenging situation here and there. It is a very biblical message we are able to draw into the message we just read. If you are able, please open your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 through 9. As our little children share the message with us, they do have concerns too. But in the midst of all the concerns, getting school on time and get a good grade when they are taking a test, they are naming the things that they can praise in God in the midst of all. While they are praising God and give thanks to God, all the challenges they are facing diminished. As a pastor, Reverend Elizabeth shared with the message with the little children and grown-up children of God in here too. When we start to give thanks to God, the concern and fear is gradually disappearing. Because thanksgiving spirit cannot exist with the fear and a negative attitude in our lives. Thanksgiving is always, but yet moment. Let's look at how Apostle Paul drafts this message in his letter to the churches in Corinth. Verse 4 through 6, let's read it together. Ready? Go. Do you know the condition when he wrote the letters to the churches in Corinth? The churches in Corinth, they had a full of problems. You can name it right now here in two. And then they have a disharmony in the congregation. There was a power game in the congregation. Who's going to be the leaders of this place and who's going to be more influential than other people? Who's going to take a charge of the worship? Who's going to take in charge of the education? Who's going to give more donation to here and there? And also, they have a disharmony in that congregation. At the same time, they have immorality and sexual abuse and all the problems you can name these days. They do have it. What we are dealing with in the congregation right now, in church, in our personal life, is not new. That's why we needed to have this manual. Jesus said that this is the Holy Spirit, and it was written by the Holy Spirit. And it is teachable and usable for our Christian walk. Paul wrote in his here, verse 4, I always thank God for you, people in Corinth, and because of his grace, God's grace given you in Christ Jesus. Even though Paul knew that they have many problems, he gave thanks to God for that church because of the presence of God's grace in the church. The church is founded by God through Jesus Christ, his only God's begotten Son. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit and grace, Paul, praising God, gave thanks to God for the church. Without God's presence, church cannot be church. You and I cannot be church together without God's presence in our midst. Because God is a gravity, central gravity pulling all differences together to harmonize, formalize in the God's kingdom in the midst of the gathering. One or two are gathered together in God's name. God said, I will be there. Jesus said, I will be there. Here, not just because of the Corinthian church has everything perfectly the way they want, but because of the presence of God, we gave thanks to God. Yesterday, we counted so many blessings in the midst of naming the challenge before us, but we are not shy by the challenges we do face current situation in the foreseen in the ministry. Because of the presence of God, God said, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. I do believe that you come to church because you love God. If you are not fully in love with God, at least you are desiring to love God more, to be like Jesus more. I do believe that because of your presence. You are here because of the presence of God, not because of other people. Because we experienced God in some way, somehow, throughout our lives in 2011. And also, you experienced God in some way while you are coming to church, while you are seeking God. That's why you are still here, I do believe. And then so many challenges we went through, we faced it throughout the year. We're still alive. You are still here. I'm standing on two feet in here. That is a blessing, isn't it? When I look at my life, the journey through the especially Thanksgiving season, I try to reflect what God has done and what God has not been doing yet. And I count the blessings every single time, especially this time of the year. And I am so blessed. By my own desire, many of you know that I would not be found myself in cold, windy city here. If I have a willpower, and I would not be here. But it's somehow in the process of discerning where God is calling instead of what I want. God, help me to say yes to the invitation to be the ministers to the church in Chicagoland. I don't mind to be a pastor to the church, but in the land of cold, windy city, I was not so sure about that. But I said somehow, when I changed my subject, instead of my desire, what I want, when I start to put what God is desiring me to do in God's kingdom with the given gift God gave to me. And I was able to boldly say yes to the invitation. How about you? What God is desiring of you this year? Still, we have about a month left. How about the resolution you had at the beginning of this year? How are you doing with the resolution you set for this year? It's not too late. You have one more month. Here, Paul said, I always thank God for you, for the people who are dealing with the trouble and challenge in their life, because of God's grace. He saw. I saw God's grace in this place. It's one of you, while I was visiting people in this congregation. Yes, everyone is experiencing something in their life. They're struggling to bring the best out of the situation. And they are not giving up themselves into the situation. They are boldly stand up for Christ in the situation. I am so thankful for the spirit I'm experiencing through the visitation and through the conversation I do have. Here, Paul is not praising God for the situation, but praising God for the presence of God, the experience of God he has in the community of a faith, so-called church. In this morning, I do believe that you guys had so many choices. Choice number one, just stay in bed. You didn't pick that choice. Choice number two, just become a couch potato. Turn on the NFL, TV, football, right? And all the things. And then thankfully you did not choose that. And then number three, you chose to come to church, to worship God, desiring to know God and dive into the love of God and marinate into the love of God in the community of faith in this place. So you can reveal God's glory and live up to the call God giving you in your workplace, in your family. For that, I praise thanksgiving to God for giving you to this congregation. And then you are obligated to give something to other people too, because you receive so much. Thanksgiving is not same as thanks receiving. When you are young and an infant child or the little children, we love to receive. We love to receive all the time. But some kids, even though they receive so many things, they do not know how to appreciate and say thank you. Grown up children of God, it's your fault. We need to educate our young people how to appreciate what they have, what they receive. Think about the mother, parents and children. Children, when they are young, they do not know how much it costs for the food on the table. They think that it is free. Yes, it is. But at the expense of parents, they worked hard. But when children are growing one by one, they know the cost of the food and the love in the house, putting up the light in the house and turning up the heater and putting up the roof over their head. They know the cost of it. And if we as a grown-up children of God in this house, in the community, educated our children appropriately, they got to appreciate. And later on, they become the adult and they got to appreciate more and to give it out what they receive. When parents get aged and the young children become older children and grown-up children of God, and they said, I will take care of you because you are a great mother and a great father for me. You've given up so many things for me. That is the graceful life we are desiring as a followers of Jesus Christ. This coming last week, young adults group, I'm talking to you two, Jessica and Jen, we're our experience. For a month, we made an announcement in the congregation that young adult single will have a Thanksgiving dinner today in my place. We thought that it's going to be easy. But when we got together to try to detail out, none of us had experience. And we do not know how to cook turkey. But we said that Thanksgiving meal is on its way. So we sent out an email. Does anybody know how to cook turkey and prepare the dinner, Thanksgiving meal dinner? Dead silence. And so I decided to call the main leaders of the young adults single group, Jessica and Jen. And how are we going to do? They said, all right, I have a mom. So we have a speed and a learning curve that we decided to adopt. And we didn't know that it's preparing Thanksgiving meal table is that hard. Cooking turkey, it will take more than an hour. We didn't know that. So right after this church, this service, on behalf of the young adults, and Jessica Miller will run out and with her mom, and we're gonna cook turkey there, and also with Jen and Jen's mother Kathy, they're gonna run out to do some shopping together. We are adult, young adult is adult, and yet we are not fully adult yet to be because there is no equipping process. So by claim our own identity as adults, we are trying to be the adult and with the help. Thankfully, we have a great mother and father in this congregation to help us how to prepare. And a plan is, that is our plan A. If something happened, plan B, KFC. So we're going to have it. And let's see how it's going to be. But no matter what, the spirit is there. We're going to enjoy. And if you wanted to help us out, show up at my place at 4 o'clock. That's how it's going to go. The point we are making in here, unless we equip each other, we do not know how to be appreciative of each other. We need to teach what we know to the people who do not know, so we can be fully adult in spiritual walk to give thanks to God what we have and how we are living in this place. If we read verses 7 through 9, it shows that the reason for the thanksgiving is not what we have, but because of the faith. Let's read it at verses 7 through 9. Ready? Go. Our God is so faithful. It is His identity. When He said He will do. Say and done. That is His integrity. He promised us that He is Emmanuel God. He will be with us no matter where we are. And He said, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Are you seeking will of God in your life? Give thanks to God in all circumstances. That's the will of God. By doing so, the fear in your life will be diminished. And then the concern in your life will go away. By giving thanks to God. Here, verse 7 said, therefore, by giving thanks to God, you do not lack anything, any spiritual gifts. You have everything. You will get to see what we have. Give thanks to God. Then you will know what you have, how blessed you are. This coming week, while you are having Thanksgiving meal together with your neighbor, your family, or your friend, give thanks to God first, and then you can count the blessings in your life instead of what you do not have. You and I have everything what we need for giving glory to God. God is a sufficient God. Daily grace is sufficient for you and me to give thanks to God. This coming week, I'm challenging you to give thanks to God in all circumstances. That will give you all the things what you need in your life. Let us do so by giving thanks one more time with a sincere heart in worship. Amen.